Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync for December 4th, 2018. Everybody just say hi, introduce yourself real quick. I'm Andy.
Hey, this is Joe.
This is Dipton.
Hi, it's Gordon.
That worked incredibly well. I was expecting more stepping on each other there. Okay. So, welcome to the sync. Let's start with RFCs. Let's see here. Any new ones? I don't think we have any new RFCs. So the RFC for the modulo operator is in the final comment period. Okay, so Matthias said that the RFC needs to talk about floats. So he said he was going to add that within the next few days. I'm not sure that he's added that yet. Yeah, he hasn't added that yet. So I'm going to remove final comment period on this one and let him add that. And then we can put it back into final comment period. Does anybody have a problem with me doing that? Okay, I'll leave a note about that. And removing final comment period. Okay, one sec. Okay, let's see here. Anything else? Does anybody else have anything else we need to talk about RFC-wise? I'll take that as a no. So let's continue on. One sec. Having some computer problems over here. So let's go ahead and take a look at pull requests then on Pony C. Let's see here. So we've got 2950, an open request on adding binary heaps, which is part of RFC 60. Joe, you approved this and Thais approved this. Let's see here. We have a changelog added note. Is there anything else that needs to be done here, Joe?
No, I think it's good to go.
Okay. Do you want to just go ahead and merge that while we're here?
Will do.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Changed 2949, change to deterministic 64-bit type IDs for cross-binary serialization. Dipin, this one is from you. Yeah, I think you requested a review from me, and I haven't had a chance to look at this yet.
Yeah, so one note based on Joe's feedback. Type IDs are no longer changed to 64 bits. Added a new serialized ID instead. But all the other kind of concerns are, and open questions are still there in terms of the question in form serialized offset and the hash and all the other stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'll try to get some time here and take a look at this and try to give my feedback on the questions.
I think maybe Sylvan might be the only one who might be able to answer the question about the pony serialized offset thing.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who wrote it initially, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know when that code path would get taken. And right now with 64-bit serialized IDs, it's tough to manage that with the bit twiddling into the pointer data type size now.
Mm-hmm.
32 bits, it was easier. 64 bits, not so much. So that's kind of the biggest sticking point right now for 64-bit support. And then the other thing is just, you know, open performance concerns or you know, whatever might be there. Aside from that 64-bit side of things, it seems to work correctly. 32-bit, it intentionally doesn't because I didn't want to change memory layout or figure out how to do serialization to a different memory layout, a different data layout than what's in memory. So 32-bit support for the moment is just, it's not handled, and the question is that okay for now? Assuming we want to move forward with 64-bit support, assuming the other questions get resolved.
Okay. So I think then, do we just want to leave this open and give Sylvan a few more days to get back to it, and then I can ping him if he hasn't gotten back to it? Is that reasonable? Or Dipin, you can ping him.
I think that sounds good. I guess I should actually add him on this since he hasn't. I haven't done that yet. I just figured I'd just kind of let it sit and let it percolate slowly. But
let's
add him on the specific question and see if he responds.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I've got a note on my calendar now to ping him about it in a couple of days in case he hasn't gotten back. So we can all try to get him to talk. Cool. Okay. Then the next one is 2931, ignore parser errors and other errors have already been noticed. Looks like there hasn't been much activity on this. Joe, it looks like you commented on it. And then Matthias replied, and that was kind of the end of it.
Yeah, let me take a look. Oh, yeah, this is not Matthias, by the way. It's a...
Oh, sorry.
Similar cluster of letters, but...
Yes, sorry, my dyslexia kicked in there.
Yeah, I was hoping... I'm hoping to get a fix for this that is better, better researched, I guess. There's a bug in the build that I pointed out, and the I would just like to see that get fixed and more attention get paid to this before. I'm not sure how to phrase that.
I'll
give a comment.
Do you want to go ahead and just add him on this? Yeah. All right. 2737 fixed type system logic for detecting if a type param can match. This is mark do not merge.
Sorry, which one did we move on to?
Haven't moved on yet. I was kind of trying to decide, do we need to, there's, after this, it's some older things.
We really don't need to run through those right now, I think.
Yeah, at some point we should probably take some time to, I guess, try to clean some of these things out and see, yeah, maybe just ping the last people who have been on them and see if there's any more discussion that's needed or if we should just close the PRs or what. But does anybody else have any PRs that they see here that they think we should discuss before we move on? I'm gonna take that silence as consent to move on. So on to issues. We have one issue marked needs discussion during sync, private methods from other packages accessible through interfaces.
Yeah, that's the one I was hoping to get to with Sylvan last week, didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend just keeping that one as it is.
Okay. Should we add Sylvan on this and just see if he wants to put anything in here between now and the next sync?
I think it's something that would be better with some back and forth.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. We'll just leave that open then. Great. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I guess I've already got a note here at the end saying that we're waiting for people, so we can just leave that there. Okay. Are there any new issues that we need to discuss? The only two new issues are ones that I opened. I don't know that we missed.
I said, yeah, I saw those this morning.
I don't know that those necessarily need discussion right now. Just things that I ran across while playing with the advent of code stuff. So. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other issues that we need to talk about? There's nothing else that's marked needs discussion. everybody's good on issues?
Let's see. I don't know that we usually do the tutorial repo, but we could consider getting there when we work through the PhoneAC repo stuff and the RFCs. There was a couple new ones. I haven't looked at them yet, but there's 212. I guess it had a question from Sean to me a while ago, and then somebody newly chimed in.
This is the receiver capabilities of constructors not documented.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't even, I feel like I've just kind of figured some of this stuff out and kind of hadn't even thought about whether or not it was documented.
Yeah, there's a few things that are like that. It's hard to remember to add documentation behind you when you're working way along.
Yeah. I mean, I think to some degree, I feel like having somebody kind of go back through the tutorial and see if they're kind of open questions, see what makes sense, and maybe have somebody else go through and just kind of try to unify the voice, since I feel like it's every time I read it, I recognize that it's obviously been written by, you know, 7 or 8 different people at different points. I don't know. Is there anything specific you wanted to discuss on this one, Joe?
No, I just was kind of looking at it for the first time, looking at the new comment for the first time. I don't think there's much actionable from it right now. There's also a new issue open, 334, that I'm going to respond to.
So
I think this is somebody who is just sort of observing and trying to learn about some of the choices that Pony made in the language. I think he's actually working on a language project of their own, and is trying to pick up some stuff, and it's not necessarily super familiar with Pony. So I'm going to make a comment on 334, try to guide this person in the right direction on that. But I don't know that needs to be discussed here.
Yeah, sounds good. Is it worth... Is it worth maybe trying to move this out to the mailing list? I mean, this doesn't quite look like what I'd traditionally think of as an issue.
Yep. I'll mention that.
I mean, I don't want to discourage him. I think it's great that he's looking, and I think it's great that he's asking questions, but...
I think I'll say that this is probably more appropriate on IRC or the mail list, but I probably will proceed to answer the questions because that's my style. I don't like...
Yeah, sure. No, that's totally legit.
Okay,
cool. Any others? Anything? Okay. Anything else just generally Pony related?
I don't know that. So I kind of posed a question, kind of a generally aimed question. I'm not sure if anyone on this call has any answers or expertise to lend to it, but I'll just mention it briefly here in case there is some discussion we want to have about it, which is I've been thinking a lot about specialization of method call sites. And specifically, let me see if I can pull up the RFC number. There was an RFC a while ago about generic type inference. Let's see if I can pull up the number here. It was RFC 10. The pull request was pull request 26. Merged back in 2016, but we still don't have generic type inference. I've been kind of thinking about it, and just so I guess I can lay this out for anyone listening who's not familiar. The general concept here is I guess the most common place that this would be useful is when you have a function or method that you want to invoke, that you want to pass an object in that has like a union type or a trait or interface type. And you're going to call some method on that object within the method body. And like you want to, for example, be able to call, you want to be able to call the method on that object without virtual dispatch, like kind of a performance optimization. There are other places where generic type inference would be useful as well. Like if you're using if type within the body, then having it be a type parameter can, that's still technically an optimization, because using if type is something you could do when, if without if type, you can be using like a case statement. So this is really about, in general, like being able to specialize the code that's generated for a method based on the arguments at the call site. And effectively what happens is multiple copies of the method get their code generated for, each with the different argument types that were observed for call sites when the type parameter was passed as a type argument. And generic type inference, the RFC goal is to try to make this have no syntax overhead at the call site, so that it could be a pattern that can be sort of proliferated and encouraged. One of the things I was thinking about is the idea that we could do this by default for all methods, which would have some implications. One of them being that the binary sizes would be of pony binary programs that get compiled would be much larger as a result, because you'd have lots of additional methods being generated for different call sites. Also, compile times would probably go up as well. But the advantage would be that you would presumably get a runtime benefit being able to avoid a lot, if not all, virtual dispatches. I was thinking about this in the context of maybe it is a compile time flag that you could specify to say specialize everything and avoid virtual dispatch wherever possible in favor of bloating the binary and making the compile time longer. It seems like an interesting trade-off that I'd like to just discuss, further before trying to implement something like that. But the other downside that was kind of mentioned to me was that having all of the extra functions get code-generated might have problems with performance of the L1 cache, but that's something that I'm not very knowledgeable about personally, so I'm not too confident about that. If anybody has thoughts they want to share about that, otherwise this is just sort of a general thing I'm thinking about.
I think I lack the expertise to really say anything too valuable about it.
So it's, I guess one thing I would say is it's my understanding that Wallaroo Lab sometimes goes to pains to avoid virtual dispatch.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yep.
Okay. And because it's been one of the drivers for me to like consider this and think about this.
Yeah. I mean, we try to. It's in some ways a legacy of our initial decision to try to target a high-speed market. So it's still important to some degree, but there's probably an open question about how much time we should spend optimizing for that particular thing.
Yeah. How about how much does binary size matter to you? Like would larger binaries be worse than slower method dispatch?
I think right now people would say that slower method dispatch would probably be worse than a large binary. So we'd take the large binary over the slower dispatch.
Okay.
Somebody else could. I'm sure if somebody else from the company listens to this and they disagree, they can figure out a way to chime in on that. But I think that's the way.
Yeah. If anyone has thoughts about this in general, anyone listening to the call, whether at Waller Labs or not, feel free to like reach out to me. This is just sort of something that I'm thinking about. Okay, that's cool. The only thing I had to mention.
Okay. Gordon, have you done step day 4 of Advent of Code yet?
Done a little bit, but I haven't finished it.
You haven't finished it? Okay.
No.
I started in on it and then spent a lot of time creating probably way too many classes. So.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a jump in perspective.
Yeah, at least to jump in stuff that you need to set up.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, I guess we'll cap the meeting here then. Thank you for attending. And I'm going to stop the recording.